no, we are not done yet. You know, we don't even know the processes that led to the appointment of the new government.
Caretaker team.
Yeah, the caretaker team.
Yeah, there is that.
The caretaker team. You know, this caretaker team is a team that was actually done without the initiative of the students. We heard from news that after the convocation, that the graduates, the course reps of the of the graduates, actually met with the VC to agree to appoint certain people. How would people who are no longer active, who are no longer students, who are no longer within the system, elect people to rule us? It is not good. And then the people who they appointed, based on what we are seeing, are people who are without the backbone to defend the students. Mm-hmm. Imagine we have things, issues like the 6,500 that is being imposed on the returning students, the money for the internet services, which was being tackled by the SUG Senate. But because of their being suspended for not doing anything, you know, this is actually an issue that was caused by the president. This should be done. Yes. So the Senate should be suspended
alongside them.
Yes, they shouldn't be suspended. And the funny part of it, they are not just the Senate. the Senate happens to be the legislative and judicial
arm of this government.
So they should be reinstated. Okay. We don't like, and we should be made open to us if how and what led to the appointment of these persons, the people who were involved in the appointments, the people who were present, and even they also talked about the budget for damaged properties.
Damage cost.
So I don't see reason. Okay, it rounded up to
almost one million.
So I don't see how a door, a single door, and a few chairs would end up to 1 million. Even if the doors have been sold at 100,000 naira per one, it was just a door. If the chairs are sold at 50,000 naira, it wouldn't end up at 1 million naira. So I think we need to know
exactly.
There should be a comprehensive breakdown of what really went on, what really transpired.
Right.
And how it ended up to that lesson. So I would give the this thing to my colleague.
Yeah, adding to what Ishe said, I think that he has made the whole point. Our present caretaker committee, we are appointed by a group of people we don't know.
Okay.
It is not wrong for us to know this group of people that appointed these guys into power.
Appointed leaders.
For us. Normally, in a normal democratic system, after this thing has been done, this meeting allegedly took place. To me, I think that there is still a big comma or a big cloud in the air how this meeting took place. But let's agree that it took place. At least there should be a memo stating that this
meeting will hold.
No, not it evolved or it has held.
Okay.
And this decision we have reached. People present in this decision. These things happen and they are signatories. People that sign signatures that this decision has been taken. This decision we are reached to. We don't have such. Now, at the end of the day, this saga we know happened between the executive. Nothing concerned the Senate. But the suspension involved the Senate. This is a propaganda to cripple our SUG. For Canada, that how can our Senate not be functional?
Okay. Here's the thing. This evening, a memo was posted on social media, stating that the suspended SUG team should appear before the caretaker team. Actually, it was called the discipline committee of
Student.
Something like that, which I think it should be that caretaker SUG team that to try
them.
The suspended SUG team.
Nah.
Which rightly shouldn't be done by them. This is the work of our Senate. But because they have been suspended, this newly appointed let's say, are now trying the suspended SCG team.
No, even at that, okay, let's assume now that they are going to be tried. Now, I am a senator. Let me assume I'm a senator representing faculty of whatsoever, and I did not have anything to do with something that happened that day, but I was suspended because I am a senator. Now I'm going to be appearing in front of this committee. What am I going to tell them?
That's the thing.
What happened? As in, the Senate has nothing whatsoever to do with this.
Right.
So when you have the Senate president and others coming before this committee, what are you going to ask them on? As in, what are you going to try them on? This saga happened between the executive
of the
director of this. They should be the ones suspended. Our Senate should still be there making laws, at least to a large extent, and seeing for this is normal government. When the president and the vice president is not around, the power goes directly to the Senate president. It's as simple as that. The senator, the Senate president, who is the Senate senator of engineering, should now be the acting president, as this has happened. I don't know the saga that had them suspended.
All right.
This is to this. Now, coming about the exaggeration of the damage done by the Department of Physical Works and Planning of AE for now, I think they should be probed for this amount that was blown to us, because
even presently
that audit is being used.
Yeah.
So an audit that needs about 1 million naira before it should be
ready.
If it's being used now, that means that money.
The damage was not. The cost is just overhyped.
It is very, very overhyped.
Right.
I am expecting them to maybe have a digging and build another space building on top. Maybe for that money.
Yeah,
I don't
understand. To be exhausted.
Because this is few shares. Probably window or two and a door. I don't see reason why that money should be given out
as the damage cost. All right, here's the thing. Campus Vibe is appealing on behalf of the students of AE49, home of Soaring Eagles, to our dear VC. Please reinstate our Senate House. They should be on seat fighting this suspension or trying our suspended SD team, and as well as being a spokesman for the students, because as it stands now, nobody is speaking for the students.
Okay.
We're just on our own. So hello Vibers, you can also tell us what you think. Listeners, you can also hit the comment section on your social media platforms and tell us exactly what you think. Did you say your mind? Did you say exactly what you think should be said? If not, let's hear your own part. Let's hear your own contribution. Let's hear your thoughts. What do we know? And here's the thing. This is the size of the package of school news.